Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get 2 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by wonderful company. Hello, Mom. Welcome back to the show.
It's so fun to start the podcast with a lovely welcome.
I try and just get everyone excited for another week of talking. I hope you guys at home are doing so well. I'm so excited to be here on the show today.
Same.
Yes.
I'm super excited.
We have lots to discuss.
Yes, we do. What? Before we get into your huge week, what was your bow and low?
I mean, I feel like everyone knows my bow was my big week.
Yes.
And my low, there was like little random things that we'll touch upon, little funny quips and stories the feat of it all and whatnot. But before we get into that, I cannot believe that it is. We're recording this on August 31st. Where did the month go?
It wouldn't be an Emily O and Bo's podcast if we didn't start off with, where did the time go?
The date and the weather. Those are two things that I love. I'll never get sick of talking about.
No, I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I want to talk. Where did it go? Where did August go? Okay. It's gone.
I'm so excited for September. I'm so excited for fall. This is my time of year. This is really when we thrive. We're fall girls. It's such a magical time of year.
I've said this before. I do like all of the seasons, but I look forward to the change in the season.
Life starts all over again when it gets crisp in the fall. It's just so true.
Yeah, but it's not going to be crisp, as we've said, for a number of weeks.
No, it's actually been quite
muggy. We're actually going into the hottest, stickiest time.
We are going to the stickiest time, but it can be so beautiful. Okay, so let's talk about this past week.
Before we get in, I have a low.
Oh, my God. I'm so selfish.
Yeah, no, I really just asked. I just asked you so that you would ask me.
Such a brat. Okay, enough with my guest. I'm going to talk about myself. Tell us, what's going on?
I think I told you this. I was stung by a bee.
Oh my God, that was so... Who gets stung by bees these days?
Other than children. Right. I don't know. I was at the pool, which I will say is one of my bows. Mm-hmm. We all went to the pool on Saturday and it was delightful. I felt like I was on vacation and I thought, why haven't I done this more often?
It's such a beautiful setup.
Yes, it's a beautiful setup. And Sweet Henry came. I ate lunch at the pool and then I ate the exact same thing. I had dinner at the pool.
It was
such a great day. But I was holding Henry at dinner and I had a cover up on and Claire like went to hit a bee off of my shoulder and it was stuck into my skin. I haven't been stung by a bee. The first time I was stung by a bee, I was 8 years old. I think that's the last time.
Yeah. Well, thank God. Thank God it did not sting Henry.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
I mean, that would have just been literally the end of the world.
But everyone beware because the bees are belligerent right now.
Oh, but the bees are belligerent.
They're bold and belligerent.
Bold and belligerent bees. That's the title of this show.
Yes.
And I also feel like at our club, the pool, like I remember when we were little, those bees were everywhere. I don't know why specifically there.
No, they come out in August and September. I think it's like bee season. I don't know the details of it. I wish I would have looked that up.
You're a victim.
I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
They actually, this is when they are at their worst. I was having lunch with a friend out on a patio on Tuesday and they were swarming us.
Oh my God.
To the point where I wanted to go inside, as did she, but we were eating and like hitting them away.
I don't.
And they like wine or salad dressing. It's certain things. And you could be we were fine until the food came out.
You protected Henry, so.
Yes, that would have been terrible. But, I mean, it's.
So wait, does it hurt or itch?
Well, it hurt the other night and I was sleeping on it. So there was pressure on it. So, I mean, I'll have to show it to you later. I would love to show my podcast listeners, but I don't think anyone wants to see my big red shoulder. It's all red.
Oh my gosh.
And now it kind of itches. But if you haven't had one in a while, you forget. It's like an ouchy itch.
Yeah, like a it hurts to the touch.
Yes, and I've been putting hydrocortisone, and I did ice it the first night.
Really not on my bingo card for anyone, a bee sting.
No, so that was...
Definitely a low for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a stupid thing that happened, and I'm glad that it was me.
Yes.
And then, not that you asked, but I'm going to answer my bow.
I actually didn't, so thank you for taking over.
I have two bows. The pool was definitely a bow because it was just a gorgeous day. It was just perfect. And Henry was so cute in the water. Not even phased. Doesn't...
He's so cute. Yeah. And I have a hard time being around him because I'm like, I'm either going to eat you or squeeze you to death because yeah. You're so cute.
And we took him on Thursday evening to the pool and he had on a seersucker swimming suit and that my friend had given him, Julie, and it was so cute. And then... On Saturday, I think Claire got it for him, just from Janie and Jack, and it was twall.
Yeah.
And it's like a shorts swim one piece thing.
He's good in the water.
Oh, he's really good. Yeah, it's like a big bathtub, but he wasn't even phased going, like the baby pool is really warm, and then Connor took him in the big pool. Wasn't even phased. Connor was freezing. Connor goes, oh my gosh, I had no idea it was this cold.
Did Claire ever get in the pool?
She did not.
No, Connor's good for that because he's, you know, going off the diving board and doing the breaststroke and butterfly. Yeah. And we're, you know, eating our chicken Caesar wraps, glass of rosé.
Yeah, so that was really fun. And then I don't know if I should tell everyone this, but you weren't super happy.
This is crazy.
Elizabeth.
This is crazy.
And it's kind of crazy time, but my mom approved it.
I was shocked when I got home.
I'm thrilled.
I actually want to hear the thought process.
It's been going on a long time in my head. I have wanted to decorate something. I'm tired of the way my island looked, and I wanted something fallish. And I was at lunch with my mom the other day, and I said, I want to decorate so badly for fall. And my mother would be someone, okay, that's crazy. Don't do it. And she's like, why not? I see people doing it. Why not? I'm like, way to go, Joyce. Like, way I got go, my Joyce. My mother approved. And yesterday, we were going to go for a walk and it started to rain. And I said, okay, let's just wait till the rain stops. And Terry went outside to read the newspaper. And I went down to the basement and I brought up my pumpkins. And
it's full on. Oh, no, it's full on fall.
Yeah. You guys would love it.
You guys would love it. No, but it's like full. It wasn't even like a soft launch, like a sunflower.
Maybe I'll readjust it. I might readjust it. It's just, I was so excited. I bought those at the barn sale, those Mackenzie Childs, and they're taupe and white. And then if you listen to the Patreon, I went to that crazy awesome store and I bought these matching set of three dishes and I just wanted to use them. And
no, all is that to say, all is to say, I love when people say that, it's gorgeous. Like, it's really one of your best fall.
Is it?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's so bountiful.
Well,
and
I
vibrant. Bountiful and vibrant.
I couldn't tell, like, you both stepped over yesterday and you were disgusted in the nicest possible way that I even did it. And Terry was funny. He goes, it's your house. Do whatever you want. He goes, if you want to decorate for July 4th, decorate for July 4th. But I appreciate it. He doesn't care one way or the other. And
we were just shocked that he was, because I feel like
I've been talking about it.
I didn't hear this combo. I think that it's usually like a mid-September in my head. But nope. Then I'm like, you know what? I kind of saw it again today. It's stunning. Like, I love it. And I loved your candle. And it's also like kind of been gloomy yesterday and today.
Yes.
So it is really cozy. And also Labor Day is so late this year. We have to keep that in mind. So,
well, I was laughing because I knew you were coming over and I was going to put like a tablecloth over it to cover
That's
it.
That's funny, Mom. Oh my God. That would have been funny.
And it brings me, I'm so happy I did it. Like, I just enjoy it. I got this beautiful, I think I mentioned before, tortoise shell big candle. And I was lighting the candle and I've added a few things to it. But yeah, there's a profusion of pumpkins and they're all Mackenzie Childs. And I don't know.
I mean, it felt like Halloween was tomorrow. I was like,
I see. I think it's autumn, not Halloween.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Sorry. We've got a little bit of a hate. No, I love it. I think it's beautiful. I actually want to film it all because I am glad that you got more of those pumpkins because they definitely fill the space more. I think before we just had the two and this feels a lot more finished.
Like, I'm going to add a turkey.
Yeah. There's a Christmas tree up next time I come over.
But I sent a picture to my mom yesterday because I just wasn't getting the attention that I wanted. Claire was all for it because maybe I've been talking to her about it.
I'm telling you, I have not heard a word.
She sent me something really funny on Instagram and it said, I put all of my symptoms into AI and I need to decorate for fall.
That is so your like, type of humor.
I love that kind of stuff. Like, and so it was like, you know, typed up with a little fall border. And normally I'm not this early, but I don't know what it was. I think I was just sick of what I was looking at.
I understand.
And well, I went overboard. Yeah. I may modify it because I ordered some other things and I might tweak it and change it. And you guys have to understand, if you like doing that, I could change it every day if I wanted to.
I know you could. No, it's really cozy. And our your house like leans to like a fall winter place to me. Like it's so cozy. And so I am super excited for fall. I will say I'm done. Like we're done with summer. Wrap it up. Like I am here for all the fall clothes. I'm here for the fall living and everything like that. So I really shouldn't be such a hater because you are kicking it off for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was taken aback. But that doesn't mean that it's not beautifully done. Those are two completely separate emotions.
Yes. Yeah. And Joyce, my mom, I sent her the picture and she loved it.
I was not briefed on this, so you could see.
You know what? Elizabeth, you guys moved into the townhouse like maybe a week or so ago. And I had been talking to Elizabeth about it and she was like, absolutely not. And so I think I got a little rebellious. Like, don't tell me if I can put my pumpkins out or not.
Oh, I see what's going on. It's a rebellious decorating. So it might have been. Decorated.
And I just kept thinking about it and I wanted to do it. But I might modify.
I think it's great. I can't wait to share it. That's definitely a big announcement on the home front.
We've really built it up. It's not that big of a deal. It's some pumpkins.
It's some pumpkins, but it's lovely. So maybe take this as your sign to, you know, if
do what you want.
Do what you want.
Do what you want. Do whatever you want. I was going to swear, but I'm not going to swear. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. And I don't want her, I shouldn't even say this, but I already have planned out what's happening on the coffee table and I'm just waiting for a few pieces.
I agree with you that the coffee table, like you said,
Dullsville.
It's Dullsville and I totally agree with you. And so the fact that the island has already been rolled out in the way that it has, I feel
there's more coming.
Mentally, I have gotten to a point where I also would like to see that on the coffee table.
There's going
to
be a glass pumpkin. The glass pumpkin is going to be coming upstairs.
I'm ready for it. No, yes. I've adjusted. So,
and I also purchased some like chocolate brown and taupe coffee table books, three of them, because I had a few, but I tend to lean towards more colorful ones or blue ones. So I've ordered a few coffee table books and I'm going to be incorporating some tortoise. Tortoise and a glass pumpkin.
Yep.
And I might bring up my velvet ones. And you know what? I'm going to keep them up. Till I want to.
Again, this is your house, so you should do what you feel is right, you know, for the seasons.
And you know what? DM me if you have a few touches of fall.
Message her. Yeah. Support group.
I would love
it.
For
early fall decorating.
Yes. I would love
right
it.
Right here. She's sending out the newsletters. Quite literally.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of wanted to get into my whole like little updates.
Yeah, that's far more important.
Because I have a lot to share.
Tell us, start to finish, about LTKCon.
Well, it was fabulous. I feel like I really soaked up everything and I got the most out of the experience of networking. So arrived in Dallas on Tuesday. Honestly, like such an easy flight, you know, like really should be popping down to Dallas a lot more. The highways in Dallas are so large. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but if you live in Texas, like everything is really bigger in Texas, including your highways. I don't know what kind of concrete you guys are using, but it is massive. We don't have those large highways like they do there. So I don't know. Felt very comfortable because like I'd been staying at the Omni. It was actually so fun because my friend Louise Montgomery, who you guys probably follow if you listen to me, we've been on a fun trip together. We actually had a trunk show like 3 years ago in Texas together.
She's been on your podcast.
She's been on the pod. So she texted me. She was like, oh my gosh, I see that you're going to be in Dallas. She was at a lunch for her like management there. So we ended up talking for like 2 hours in the lobby. Unfortunately, I think she was invited to LTK, but she had a busy week, so she couldn't make it. But it was so fun to catch up with her and
so fun.
Just like see each other and have those in-person moments. And she's so lovely. And I feel like we have a lot in common. So that was how I kind of started the day off. And then everyone was checking in. Lots of familiar faces from last year, but then also like lots of new faces. And then that first night, there was a dinner with Abercrombie, which was in the same place as last year. And they just do a great job. Altogether, I really want to talk to the set design team for all of these brands because that I was talking to the Abercrombie girls who I met last year. Obviously, they work in Columbus, so everything comes back to Ohio, which literally the way that I was talking, I mean, everything does come back to Ohio. Like, there is some connection that I was able to find in some way.
I love that
with everybody. But they were super fun. That was a really fun first night. It was 110 degrees in Texas.
Jeez.
It was hotter than last year than I remember, but you were there last year and you said
I think
it was
you're
hot.
Right. I mean, I think it was hotter this year.
It was also 2 weeks earlier than last year. They had this taxi that was wrapped in like Abercrombie, and it was really cool. The theme was in the city or like city chic. I loved my outfit. I just want to shout out Anne's styling.
Thank you so much.
You nailed it.
Great. You looked fantastic.
It's so interesting. Like, you know how I love to dissect things. Yeah. Like certain things that are worn a lot and then certain things that are not seen. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Like Saint Cassept. Like I wore this amazing like vest suit pants with my Louboutins.
Loved it.
And a lot, it had two brooches that were like, they're known for their embellishments, I would say.
Yes.
But a lot of girls were like, oh my God, where is this from? And I was like, Saint Cassept. And they didn't know what it was. And I'm like, you are in the influencing world, you know? So I thought that was interesting.
That
and we wear a lot of
it. You did say that. Yes, that is interesting.
And then they had a little after party that was hosted by Etsy back at the hotel, which was fun. And we got, did we get gifting for the first night? I think we did. But it was really well done. Like Abercrombie knocked it out of the park. They did a great job. And then the next day was like a full day of, we had a main stage and panels. And I wore this lovely Simkai dress. The whole place was plaid, fall, brown. We were full.
Wait, what did you say?
Okay.
The whole place was plaid and fall and
it was,
brown.
They were.
Kind of like our kitchen.
Kind of like our kitchen. The way that this will not, this is going to be used against us. So yeah, the whole place was.
I love that plaid dress, the Simkai one. You
yeah.
can wear that. Even when we got it, we bought it in the Hamptons. I say you can wear that to Thanksgiving. You can put boots with it. You could actually maybe put like a little blouse underneath it.
Totally.
Or a wrap. It is so cool.
It's really cool. And that neckline I kept seeing a lot, that kind of like cowl neck, which I think could you wear that to work? I think you could.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to wear it again a bunch.
Like you wore it with a Zara slide, a brown slide sandal because it was so hot. But with a sling back, like a brown sling back, or there's a little bit of blue in it.
Yes.
Like we did a blue and brown earring.
Yes.
Yeah, you could definitely wear that to work.
I think you could.
It's really a good September, October, August kind of a dress because it is sleeveless.
Right. But like you could wear it for Thanksgiving with a boot and like if you're inside or you probably
could put
a blazer on it. You probably could put something underneath it. I don't know how that would work. But
I would
do a blazer for sure.
I don't know if you could put something underneath.
I think it's too tight.
But a blazer or a big sweater if you wanted to go more casual. It's a stunning dress. I love it.
So that was great. And I wore my Pochette for the first time, which is a great bag. Like I know
is
we
it?
Joked on this show about the Pochette because I hadn't worn mine yet. I was saving it for LTK and we had just gotten in the Hamptons and Elizabeth had worn hers out and she kept saying, this is the best bag. It literally looks like a little drawstring bag. But
so
I loved my Pochette
because
I really,
good.
You don't need that much carrying around. I learned that from last year. You need like your phone and your lipstick and whatever,
right.
But you get these bags that you put everything in. So I was like, I'm just going to keep my handbag on the smaller
side.
And
I love how it's suede. So
yes.
You had like some nice texture.
Totally. Who did we hear from the first day? We heard from like a panelist of people. They had some people who worked at LTK.
Was that the Gap person?
Oh, yes. We listened to, I think he was like the VP of marketing at Gap. He had like a whole cool thing on the psychology of social media because he like had a PhD in psychology and then like worked in marketing for Gap.
Oh, that's
so that was really interesting. So he kind of talked a little bit about that. And then we had the brand hall, which I remember from last year was super cool. And LTK and Target had this new partnership where it's basically like Target's influencer program is like run through LTK. So they essentially set up a whole store in one of the rooms, which was so cool. Like you felt like you were in a Target and they
People
did like
so creative.
So creative. Again, set design. What trucks are we putting this on? Where is this
I
coming
know.
From? Where's your HQ?
And the planning and the measuring and the layout.
Yes. And then they had like Hill House. Benar LA had a big presence at LTKCon this year, which you have introduced me to.
Yes.
Anne's always on the cusp of things.
Well, it's a great price point. And last winter, I ordered a red sweater, like a cardigan with a little peplum. And then I think I got two or three big scarves that you can fold in half and do things with. And I just think they're really pretty things.
So they were there and I talked to them. I'm like, oh my gosh, like my mom is obsessed. Like she wears, I kept bringing you up a lot. I talk about my family so much in the
That's
real
sweet.
World.
That's
no, but
so
I'm
nice.
Like, okay, this is like, I am always talking about you guys. It's so funny.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I always talk about you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
we're so weird. But they they did gifting for us, and I got like those big scarves, but in a fall colors and stuff.
I didn't realize that.
That's I'm gonna amazing. Email them too, because they were like, anytime you need anything, like reach out. And they were super cute.
I need things all the time.
I need things all the time. Every day I need things.
Yeah.
They had really cute coffee and matcha carts the first day, and it was like, then they had their racks of clothes out, and then you could get like different coffees, and it had how do you say it?
I think it's Bernard.
Bernard LA at times shop LTK. So that was really cool.
Yeah, we have to reach out to them today.
Yeah. And then some of the same people, like Stanley was there last year. Wayfair. There was a lot of similar
ones. Did
you
ones. Have any Bobble Alta. Bar stuff? Bobble Bar?
No, Electric Pix was there this year. So I feel like that was like that. And they were creative. They had like one of those game machines where you like grab a thing and I got some diamond earrings. It was actually bananas. The gifting was insane. Like we were flying around just, they're throwing things at you.
That's so fun.
And I recognize a lot of people from last year. It's really a lot smaller when you get down to it. And I think it's so good to do these in-person things for so many different reasons. In the age of AI, as Terry loves to reference, we need to get out there. But like you realize the girl who runs the influencer partnerships for Hill House, she went to Miami. She was a year older than me. She was a Theta. I'm like, girl, we knew so many people in common. And she now lives in New York, but she's from Cincinnati. Like, amazing. So cool.
And I feel like based on what you've said, and this was the case last year as well, you thoroughly, well, of course you love talking to the other influencers, but you also love talking to the women on the brand side.
Oh my gosh, so much so. Yes. They are so fun and so eager to be there as well. And I feel like we have a lot in common, and their teams are there, and they just, you can tell they love working and doing what they do. They had a bigger stress on like the management and the agency side. So a lot of management teams had dinners or lunches for people who were on their roster. And I think there was a whole bigger emphasis on the networking side for them, which I thought was also great, because you can't have these successful influencers without really powerhouse agencies as well. Shout out to my manager, because I feel like amongst talking to other people, like she's really quite the animal.
She's she is really good.
She is. It's also good to go to these things, because you got to hear from people. You got to see what's going on and like kind of just compare notes in a way, which is just like in any other business.
And explain to people what your amazing manager does, as well as your podcast management.
Yes, that's a great question, because I feel like that's something, you know, you can't have successful influencers without successful management, because they do play an important role. So I have management for this show, for the podcast, and they are different. They're separate than management for other platforms. So they help with the ads that are run on my show. And then obviously when you hear an ad, I make money off of those ads, depending on how many people are listening or downloads per month, per, you know, year, everything like that. So, and then I have my manager for brand partnerships. And that's when I say agency, that's what agency management, I feel like they're interchangeable. but my manager, Carly, is constantly pitching me to brands. She, anything that comes my way, she's negotiating. And she really, I texted her this because I was talking to her, but we both had busy weekends. I think I got to get on the phone with her this week. And she really is negotiating some fantastic rates.
She's doing a great job.
She's doing a great job. And so yeah, that's what it does. And it's just support for your business, just
and
like anything else.
How many clients? I know how many, but I'm just asking the question. How many clients does she have?
I think she has around 16 to 20. Carly, correct me if I'm wrong. But she would be considered more of a boutique firm. Prior to Carly, I was with a bigger management. It was called Select Management. And they were good as well. But I think for what I do, I love being with a more of a boutique firm. I have like a really hands-on relationship with her. We're always texting, phone calls, stuff like that. But it's just different. Some people are with really big agencies. Some people are with smaller ones. I also think it depends on the content, depends on the your following. So there's a lot of things that play into it. And I also noticed that demographic-wise, like as far as location, a lot of women are signed with certain managements who are maybe from a certain area.
Yes.
Which also makes sense, because they want to have a lot of people on their roster who are in a similar place to kind of pitch them in bulk to events or partnerships, stuff like that.
And also,
did I explain that well? I felt like that was jumbled. Yeah,
no, you explained it very well. And also at LTK Con, there was a management component.
Right.
So there would be people there who are managers, and there were breakout sessions and events for them.
Yes. So there was press there. There's managers there. Mm-hmm. So they are also going to separate dinners, separate events, separate panels as well, because they are either pitching themselves to new influencers. They're trying to learn, you know, new things that LTK has for this year to help their clients.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a few questions ask you.
I love questions.
But do you want to continue with your outfits?
So then the second night we had a fabulous, it was Coastal and Collected, and it was hosted by Quince, which they had a fabulous party last year as well. Mm-hmm. And that was lovely. That was inside, outside. So we kind of had to like take breaks because it was hot. So hot. And they were doing personalized fragrance bottles, which was cool. That was a really fun night. And then the next day we had another main stage and we listened to Emma Green.
I'm going to interrupt you a second.
Pardon.
Quince has everything.
Everything.
I feel like in the last year or so, they have taken off. Like they have furniture, luggage, kids' clothes, obviously men's and women's clothes, home things. I'm intrigued with how the breadth of everything that they have.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Yes.
Their team is so nice. Their cashmere is amazing. Their basics are great. Mm-hmm. I feel like you said, the past couple of years, they've not only elevated, but also scaled. And yes. I really can't say enough great things about Quince.
What else did they gift you besides you got the personalized perfume? Was that it?
Last year we got like scarves.
Cashmere.
No, we got cashmere scarves last year, but I think they just rolled out fragrance for them, so okay. I think they were there kind of promoting it.
Yeah.
And we got like a cute tote and stuff. Mm-hmm. But no, I love Quince. Quince is great.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next morning, I was really excited to hear from, they had Emma Greed, who is the co-founder of Skims and Good American, and then she has a podcast called Aspire, and she's just like self-made, and she just wrote a book, so we all got the book.
How nice.
And it was really, a lot of people, everyone was there for her talk, because it was really cool. And then I think she had a lunch with like top producers and mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. And then that same day, Abercrombie had like a whole house on the property. So they had golf carts taking us over, which was so fun.
Yeah.
And so they had embroidery. I got the cutest t-shirt that I have, EOC. And they did denim shirts last year. And I wore that a bunch mm-hmm. in the fall. And so they had like matcha. And then they had their fall collection out. So you could kind of just like talk, network, get your shirts in it more. Because the first day, they were at the party, obviously.
Right, but it was
so
huge.
Instead of them being in the brand hall, they had their own huge house.
Love it.
Which I thought was really cool. And what else? Oh, and then also on the second day, I don't know if you guys follow, which you definitely should. You probably do. Harrison Wallace. He creates amazing cooking, recipe content, homemaking, tablescapes. He actually came to our trunk show 3 years ago in Dallas. He loves you, Mom. Like, loves Anne.
It's mutual.
Yeah.
And I love him and I love his sister, Caroline.
And Caroline came. So he messaged me. He was so sweet and came to the Omni. And then his sister, Caroline, she was, she's a senior at SMU. She came after class.
Well, I heard this was happening. It was all I could do not to get on a flight.
I know.
I was so envious that the three of you, I could just picture you laughing and talking.
Oh, we ordered martinis at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, things. And I would have stayed the rest of the evening, but then I checked my phone and it was 6:20 and we had the next event at 7. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I could stay longer.
Yeah,
but
those two are gems.
Gems. They really are gems. Yes. Honestly, there's like sometimes you meet people and you're like, okay, like you're nice. And then there's some people I'm like, you just get me.
And they walked in, it was 3 or 4 years ago at Lili Sadugi, and you and Louise were having this pop-up, and these two walked in, and it was like two old friends had walked in.
I feel like we've known them in another life.
Yes, and I will never forget, he said that he bought, I think it was earrings, our bow earrings. They're like a little gold bow, and then they had a pearl on it, and he bought them as a present for his sister Caroline, but he kept the note that I had written in the present. Like, I didn't even know them. I was just putting notes in there.
Right, of course.
And we just hit it off. They're just so delightful. Side note, we're bringing those earrings back in the new line that's coming out this month.
Small commercial break.
Well, it's still August. In September.
Yeah. One more day. So we just had the best time. And it's so fun just, you know, because you're with your people at these things anytime you're with a content creator or anything. So to be able to kind of openly talk about this kind of stuff, because there is still a lot of things in the industry that are not transparent and open. And I think year by year they change.
Right.
So I felt like Terry in a lot of things, which is the highest compliment. But I was like, okay, what are you doing here? What are you doing this? What's your number? Like, you know, and I was like, I was channeling my inner Terry because I was like, what would he do in this situation?
Yes.
And shout out to Terry for literally saying everything. Like, he's always been so like, I was telling him these things yesterday at the pool or 2 days ago. He goes, this is what I've been telling you. Like,
he has. Yeah.
No,
he's
nonsense.
So supportive, so positive, so on target with everything.
Yes. Yes.
And you can tell, just like you were last year, you learned a ton. You wrote, you kept a lot of notes, and
it's really, yes. And then the
invigorating.
It's so invigorating, and it's so fun. I think it can go one of two ways. I think like it can get overwhelming for some people. I kind of go the opposite way mm-hmm. where I do feed off of it because I think we're naturally like social people, whether or not we're saying anything of note. I'm not necessarily saying it's like the greatest things that, you know, we're, right. we're just talking. It's stream of consciousness. But I yeah. do like, because it's all different age groups. It's people from literally all over the country and who have done things before, done things after. So it's so fascinating to me.
I mean, it's really like any other field. Having a conference.
It is.
I
yes.
mean, you would, it's, you have all age levels. I mean, I guess more in a corporate conference, there are tiers or levels, you know, with age, you normally have experience. So you stereotypically like go up the ladder.
I see what you're saying.
But yeah. with this, you are all, you know, different age groups, but there isn't a hierarchy. But I love it. I love that you're having all age groups. Women from all over the country. It's predominantly women. Were there many men?
No.
Great.
Actually, wonderful. Less men than I... Yeah, no. There was men the last night, but that was also because I think like husbands of people who worked at LTK were invited. Joined. You know what I mean? Yes, like from the yes. team. Because the last evening, the final party was with Macy's. Last year, there was the LTK like red carpet and they did the awards show. This year, it's going to be in New York, which I will be going to in a couple weeks.
Wonderful.
Slay. Yeah. And then so this, which I actually like how they switched it up. It was the finale party with Macy's, which was so cool. I mean, again, the set design and that classic red, and they had like a marching band, which was mm-hmm. definitely a play on the Macy's Day Parade. Do I have that hair thing again?
A little bit.
Is it sticking up? Yeah. It's these headphones. I don't know why
don't
they
touch them.
They fall off. Off, they start falling off. I'm so sorry. It's not just because I'm touching them. They like start sliding off of my head.
And you can't make them.
No, I do. And then I sometimes get like a ocular migraine. So I'm kidding. So then we had this Macy's party and they kept saying that there was going to be a surprised guest performing. Mm. And somebody had mentioned it before we got on the shuttles and they were like, it's Dia or Daya. And I was like, who is that? And then they were like, oh, well, we're like the older moms. Like, you probably know who it is. Guys, I didn't know who it was either. She then came out and started singing the songs. And I was like, no way. Like, these were huge songs when I think I was in high school.
Oh, that's fun.
So you guys, she played four songs. But you definitely know who she is if you like listen to her. She's got to put out some new music. I'm like, you got this raw talent. She must yeah. be from Texas. I'm not quite sure.
That was fun.
But that was really fun. And then wrapped up. Packed everything, got up the next morning, flew home, and showed back up. I know everyone was asking me about my feet.
Yes. Before we get to your feet, though,
yeah,
I want to say that it was extremely impressive after I was watching women that I follow and they were there. People brought so much luggage. And how did you travel?
I traveled with a carry-on. Well, that was both of us. That was your styling.
I know, but I didn't think you could do it. Like, we had styled everything, and then you went back to the townhouse, and I thought, I don't know. I didn't think it was all going to fit. When I drove you to the airport, I was super impressed because it was so efficient.
The gasps that were gusped when I told women that I came in a carry-on. They were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, no, I'm in a carry-on. And then we did get a lot of gifting, which I remember last year mm-hmm. I brought home. But I just moved and everything is so pristine. So I was able to take the things that I wanted to. And then there was a bunch of bags. So I left a note for whoever was cleaning my room.
Nice.
And I was like, you feel free to take this.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Which was also good because mm-hmm. There were really nice things, but you can't take it all. I just was so panicked about losing my luggage.
Right.
Which was stupid because it was a direct flight. But I was on American and I feel like they're doing weird stuff recently.
It also just saves time. You have it with you. You get off the plane. You get in your Uber and you're all set. I don't know. I was hoping you could fit it all, and I was super impressed that you did.
Yeah, and I had one
big carry-on.
My Go Yard, which is like seriously is so malleable.
You can load that thing.
You can load that. I'm shoving it under my seat. I had my and I also put some of my nicer bags and my Louboutins in my mm-hmm. Go Yard, which how the heck did that get through TSA?
Just, I don't think they care.
No, they don't care. I guess not. But like that is a weapon, people. Those are
a shoe. Funny.
No, like it really was. So I at one point I was trying to get my like AirPods out of my Go Yard when we were taking off, and I'm just like holding these like heels, and the guy next to me, I was like, okay, this is so weird, like let me put these back. But I didn't want my Louboutins to get crushed,
right?
And we were also just like really like the first night I wore my Louboutins, the last night I wore them as well.
Yeah, and you use the same handbag twice, which I thought was good.
No, I never used the same handbag twice.
Oh, I thought you used that little Prada envelope one.
No, you remember we packed the sparkly clutch.
Oh my gosh, the sparkly one. That's great.
No, I still had handbags for every evening. Wow. And different jewelry. I pared down my makeup and my skincare because I knew I was only going to be there for 3 days. Mm-hmm. Face broken out completely because of the spray tan and the sweating.
That's fine.
And the panic that I would be running to the next thing. But I was like, again, it's 2 or 3 days. No, I felt very good just having my stuff and being and not
and
overpacking.
And you had one, you just had one backup outfit.
I did have one backup outfit, which looking, okay, so I arrived like in the afternoon, but I stayed in my travel outfit because I was talking to Louise and then I checked in. But like some women who had gotten there earlier, changed and like went to the happy hour welcome party. But I just stayed in my travel clothes, which some people did as well. So that was maybe the only time I could have worn it. But yeah.
I would like to say something about your travel looks. I loved them. And we talked, I don't know if it was the Patreon one or last week, about satin pants.
Yes.
And I ordered some, we ordered some from J. Crew, Quince, and Amazon. And you have long legs.
Yes.
I am telling you, those Amazon satin pants were so cute on you.
I did get a few compliments when I showed up. They were like, oh my gosh. And there were satin pants are definitely going to be a thing. A lot of women had them.
Even taffeta.
And I felt so comfortable. They look nice on me because like you said, I do have a long leg. So sometimes a wider like pant that's like flowy like that. Mm-hmm. But they were drawstring.
Well, the Amazon ones are a little bit longer than I'm actually keeping the Quince ones. They're cute. Those were drawstring.
Yes.
I thought the Amazon was just elastic.
I'm sorry. Elastic. That's
elastic.
What I meant.
And then Quince, I kept two pair of those because I'm going to see. I think I might keep one in Elizabeth. That's just a drawstring. They are not as long, but they're still really cute.
Right.
And then the J. Crew ones, sent those back. They were way too wide and short.
Way too wide and short.
And it ruins the whole idea.
It was so uncomfortable. So yes.
So if you are thinking about, it is definitely a trend this fall, but these Amazon ones.
I mean, what were they, like $30?
Tops.
Yeah.
So check out Emily's. I'll give a little plug for LTK.
Also,
if you don't follow on LTK,
please do.
Please
follow on LTK. It's a great platform. They're doing a lot of stuff over there.
And you can keep track of your favorite influencers. And, you know, if you're looking for a link or something, you can go there and they're all the links are there.
Yes. Yes.
And you can find all of your looks, including your travel looks. And it's actually really fun. Sometimes I'll just go on to LTK to my favorite people and see what's cooking. Like I might have missed something during the week on an Insta story, and it's fun to just review what they're doing.
Yes. So it's so great even to just follow other people, and it's a good search thing. Like if you're looking for a fall wedding guest look, you can just go on and search that and things will be pulled up. So
it is nice. You can search the posts or you can search the products.
Yes. Yes.
Which I like. And you can also heart something. Do I have that right? Mm-hmm. If you want an alert.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to know every time Emily put something on there, you could have an alert.
Exactly. Yes.
Which is kind of nice.
So I feel like I really got everything out of LTKCon 2026.
What would you say was the biggest takeaway, the coolest thing that you learned that you can implement immediately in our business?
I think passive income was a really big discussion.
Oh.
So just like making money and making big money while you sleep. And I think they were giving us really good things to implement because we share a lot obviously on different platforms, but there's a whole kind of back end to it of just this passive income that women are making from just posting volume on LTK or having links just kind of live there for people to find. And I thought that was that's a huge pillar of a lot of people's. There's commission, there's brand partnerships, and then there's this passive income, which, again, it was something I always kind of knew about.
Right.
But to just like really ramp that up, it can become such a huge part of your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned a lot.
I learned a lot. No, that's a good one.
And then I came home, and Friday evening, we went over to our good friend's house.
You know what? That was a huge bow.
That was another bow.
That was another bow.
That was so fun.
Our dear friend, Kelly.
Dear.
Oh my gosh. And her daughter, Peyton, is one of our other dear friends. She had some women over, and her backyard garden, it could be my favorite garden.
It's award winning.
It's so gorgeous, and it's a labor of love. She does it all herself.
Herself.
Like I remember we were talking about it 20 years ago. She went to a quarry with another gardener friend, and they brought home days of this, going to a quarry, having their car weighed, and they brought home pieces, I think it's slate, sandstone. I think it's sandstone. And she made 4 raised beds by hand. I don't know how she does it.
I don't know, but she is so talented.
She's so talented. And the only flowers, the only color, everything is white. It's boxwood and evergreen stuff. And then white, if anything blooms, it's white. It's,
and I hadn't been in the garden in like,
we took a picture there like a year ago.
Yeah, but that was kind of like quick. It was quick. That was years ago, but I hadn't like been in the garden in a while. And it's so nostalgic to me because I grew up going over there because it's one of my good childhood friends and we would make fairy gardens and we were just always over there doing stuff. So anytime I go back there, I'm like, this is so like, she's such a pretty house and she's such a good cook and baker.
Oh my
God. Oh my God. She was making Elizabeth. She was cracking me up. She loves baked goods, Elizabeth. Yeah. And she was having a field day with everything. So that was so fun because it was all 3 girls and you went to a needlepoint shop beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then Peyton, Elizabeth, and I actually went out after because we're always like going out and like doing dinners and stuff, but it was fun to go over to her house and have a little garden party.
They had
it was like
sangria. Yes. And I mean, her setup is just gorgeous.
It's stunning.
She has a grapevine contraption that makes a roof off the side of her garage, and there were real grapes.
It's crazy.
And she is one with the animals.
Always has been. Which was so like cool when I would go over there when I was younger. Because she would like, birds would be, I mean, it's literally like you're an enchanted. Birds are flying all around. Squirrels, she's down. She's talking. She knows the squirrels by name. She's feeding the squirrels.
Nuts. She has nuts. A beautiful jar and she just hands them nuts. And when you were little, you would come home.
I would say, Mom, we have to feed the squirrels.
No.
Yeah, I'm screaming in our backyard. Yeah, you guys know how scared we are of animals. But also, like, they know. They have a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Bevan. But they do know that we're afraid of the dogs. But I appreciate the dog. You have to have a dog with this beautiful garden. And they also have cats. And I think they would have anything that came their way.
She just is so talented and her home is so beautiful and she's gracious. I mean, she's just a lovely, lovely friend.
She should be an influencer, honestly.
Oh, she could easily be
like
one.
With that
and
garden.
They just built an outdoor fire with a chimney and everything. And it's beautiful.
It's so pretty.
And she has a mirror. There's a mantle. And then she has this big grapevine wreath hanging on it. It's just... And she can sit out there in her pajamas. And
it's very private,
too. It's an oasis.
It's an oasis. That's a great word to describe this. It is an oasis.
Yes, yeah. And she has urns and obelisks all over the place. And she showed us, she has a new solar-operated chandelier so that she can work out in the yard till 10:30 or 11. I mean, there is not a weed anywhere. It's like the weeds don't grow there.
No.
She has such a... Magic touch. And she's trimming like Edward Scissorhands all the boxwood herself.
It's crazy. I don't know how she does it. It's the prettiest garden I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes, it is. Hands down. It's all pea gravel. There's no grass. It's pea gravel with all these winding paths. And it's not like it's an enormous, enormous yard. It's a well-sized yard. It's actually a pretty big yard.
They have 2 lots, right?
I guess they do.
That's how I always remembered when I was younger is they have two lots.
It's just...
Because she's still in the heart of the neighborhood. Like, you're not...
Yeah,
across the street. Like, she's not out in the middle of nowhere and has this garden. Like, she is in a robust neighborhood and she has this oasis. It's insane. She seriously should be in a magazine.
Like, it was so fun. And prior to that... Can I talk about the needlepoint shop?
Yeah, I wasn't there because I was like unpacking and readjusting.
So Elizabeth, Claire, and I stopped because it's a minute from her. It's right there. It's right by her house. And they were having a little kind of block party idea, 3 or 4 shops. And they had a couple pop-ups. So we never made it any farther than the needlepoint shop because we're walking around and in my head I'm thinking, I just was here on Wednesday. Elizabeth got a canvas. I don't need anything. Elizabeth picked up a little tiny Ralph's coffee, like maybe it'll be a little bag charm. It's tiny. So she got that. And then Claire found, which was so cute, a Christmas rocking horse that she's going to do for Henry. And she likes to change little things in his room. So we're kind of talking to the owner and we're laughing. And one of the employees, Molly, who is a sweetheart, walks over and it's big. It's going to be a big pillow. She holds it up and she says, she should get like a special commission. She holds up and she says, I just think this is the cutest project ever. Well, I gasp. We were out of our minds. It looks like 3 girl wooden Christmas soldiers.
That's what Claire was saying.
I'll have to show it to you. So we went berserk. We're laughing. We're screaming. I get that. We're picking out all the threads. Then Molly says, well, this one is actually pretty cute too. Claire was looking through it. It's another big pillow and it says like special delivery or letters to Santa or something. And she's like, yeah, some people do this. And then they finish it on the back with a pocket.
Oh my God.
And the kids put their letters to Santa.
You're okay. Kidding.
Go
back up the truck to quote Terry. Back up the truck. Okay. Back up the truck.
And I have been eyeing. It's like I just blacked out and we were buying canvases and threads. I think I might have. We got in the car and we said, what did we just do? I even got a needle minder that Claire found that said the nice list. So it's Christmas with the.
I love it.
You know what? I'm talking about Christmas and I decorated for fall.
Maybe we see where this came from.
I think so. But I have been eyeing this beautiful ruffled case. That's a huge project. We put it in there. I got one and I love said, it. I will treat you, Claire. Get one too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is so fun. No, you guys weren't even there that long. And then you showed up to the party and Elizabeth just goes, oh my gosh, we just got so many things at the needlepoint store.
It was crazy.
It was so funny.
I love that we have one so close by. And they're all so nice and helpful in there.
It's so crazy. We have such a good one. Like, I mean, genuinely so close to us.
Yes. But I finished at the pool. I finished the project that I was working on, which is a picture frame from Lisette. And it's got rocking horses on it. And it's the Little English, which is the little kid's clothing store. Yeah. And it's going to be for Henry. So it's a picture frame. But I was so motivated to finish it. And last night I started this pillow.
I'm so excited for you guys that I feel like this is a good time to start them.
Yes. There was also one woman in the store and she's like, you'll never finish it by this Christmas. And I game on.
Don't give her a challenge like that. Do not say those things to Ann and Terry. They will take those to heart, those two.
Yeah. I thought, well, that's not motivating at all. Of course I'm going to finish it.
I'd probably be like, yeah, you're probably right. Meanwhile, mom's under her covers, stitching all night, getting ready for Christmas.
It is a really fun, really fun project.
So I got to see these after we finish recording. I want to go look at them.
Yeah.
So no, Friday was honestly a ball. We had so much fun. And then Saturday I had another brand partnership. Shout out to Cleveland because I was contracted to work with Marshalls. It's called the Marshalls Social Club. And they do this little tour and they go around to different cities and it's a brand activation, a brand, you know, event. And it was so well done. And it was in Ohio City, which if you guys live in Cleveland is a cute little neighborhood. And it was at like an event space, which I knew where it was. I just never been in it for
you said
event.
It was nice.
It was nice.
I've never been in it either.
No, it's
what's it
right,
called?
The Vitriolite. It's like Vitriolite. Right in the corner, right across from like Saucy and Rising Star. It's right there. I mean, we pass it all the time.
That's amazing.
So that was so much fun because also coming off of the heels of LTKCon, I continued my learning and leading and networking. But I loved it because it was a Cleveland event. So it was a bunch of women who you could go to different sessions and you could do your color analysis and they had breakfast and lunch and it was full and everybody got gift bags. I'm like, you guys, like this is what we were doing
just being gifted for days.
No, literally. Yeah. Literally. And so I was there from like 11 to 2, but it was so much fun. It flew by and ran into like one of the girls I went to high school with, got to talk to the Marshalls team and it was so much fun. So, and then after that, I met you guys at the pool.
Yes.
And then that night we went out with one of my good friends from college, Aubrey, and her boyfriend, Ian, who they are so funny, and Elizabeth. And Elizabeth and Aubrey were cracking me up. I, at this point, was so tired internally that I just had to sit. They're dancing the whole night away. We're at the bar. We're sitting at this place that we're always at. And I feel like a little tap. Like just a little tap. I figured it's like one of our friends, whatever, somebody to see. I turn around and it's the entire Marshalls team.
No.
I could not breathe. I was laughing so hard. They were the cutest. They had gone out. I'm like, first of all, what a fun like work friend group that you're going. I mean, like it is a Saturday night. So they were like,
oh my gosh.
Where
do they normally live?
They live all over the place. There was girls from Chicago. Yeah, they were just in town. They were on a work trip. They were working.
So fun.
But they went to Bartleby's before for dinner, which I was like, that's actually a good spot for somebody who's not. And then they came after to this like spot that we were at. And I was like, oh my gosh. That? So then we were like hanging out with the Marshalls team. I'm like, this is the funniest like situation. Like what a cool job I have. Yes. Like it's just so fun. And we were like taking pictures.
I love it. I love it.
And then Aubrey was like, wait, who is this? I go, this is the Marshalls team.
Yeah. It's my work people.
She was like, oh my God. It was really fun. So that was Saturday. And then Sunday it rained and I crashed and I was on the couch and I was like, don't anyone talk to me. And Elizabeth and I had bagels and coffee and it was great.
It actually was kind of nice. We did go walking in the drizzle, but
it was nice to have a rainy day.
It kind of was.
Yeah, it was. I needed that. So
I have one other. This is completely random. When I said that I went for a walk in the drizzle, if you have a local tennis shoe store near you, I think that you should go use it and take advantage of it, because we were out walking and Terry, I said, your shoes, they look big on you. Like something's not right. And he's been using AI to help him with his tennis shoes because his foot was hurting. And the result is this OnCloud that looks way too big and he's got an insert. And I said, let's walk over the bridge and go to this store that has been around for years that is known by runners and anyone that needs some sort of an athletic shoe.
Yeah.
They're the place to go. And they are so knowledgeable and they care and they're really good. So, of course, as we're going, I'm like, you know what? My OnClouds were hurting my feet.
Oh, my God.
You know how sometimes you start walking and you don't pay attention? I was scrunching up my left foot a little bit because it was rubbing. Well, I went in there. I have never had such a comfortable pair of shoes. This is like for power walking. I don't know how to say the brand. I think it's Mizuno. I do think they make golf.
Oh, I've never even heard of this.
And he said, this is the last pair we have. And this style is sold out across the country because I wanted to get a second pair for the lake house. So I just got one and he put me on a waiting list for when the new model comes out in September. I am telling you, as a public service announcement, do yourself a favor, because I tend to just order a new pair of tennis shoes online. I'm like, yeah, I think that works. I bet I tried on 5 different pairs of shoes.
Oh.
I never even told him what I wanted. He just came out with different brands and there was a noticeable difference.
Well, that is a great PSA. And it's something that is definitely overlooked. And you mentioned that you got new tennis shoes and I was like, oh, that's great. Mom got new shoes. You know?
No, but it really, and then yesterday I didn't want to walk in the drizzle because I had brand new shoes.
I totally understand that.
Yes.
That's so,
but yeah. It put me in the best mood. I'm like, what? I mean, I walk a lot and that's ridiculous that I don't go somewhere and take care. I mean, you of all people with your feet.
And the update on that, because so many people were DMing me. Like, it was so funny while I was there. And I powered through. I'm like, I wore the heels and I was just like.
It didn't seem to set you back too much. I feel like you were careful. And you wore sneakers traveling.
Yeah, I wore my Hermes like suede things there and back. I was so good about it leading up to it. Like, I pretty much wore every single day a tennis shoe with the metatarsal pads. So by the time I was in Dallas, they were in much better shape.
Right.
And then I really was okay, honestly.
And then yesterday you took it easy, which was also good.
And today I put my Vejas on just because I like to have that support. There's no reason for me to be in a sandal because that's where it really messes it up.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, I've turned a corner and I'm okay. So thank you so much for those messages because people were asking.
That's really sweet. Also, I could not help but notice our wonderful podcast listeners.
Yes.
I mean, it just warmed my heart. The comments, the likes.
Yes, you guys did the most. You did the most. And people were like, oh my gosh, because I was like, you know, we would share stuff. And then the next day we were like talking about it. People were like, oh my God, you get so many. Someone literally was, you get so many nice comments. Like, oh my God, like you get so many nice comments. Of course, in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, because I asked everybody last week.
I know, but you did it.
I'm like,
did it.
It's you did so it.
Do it again this week.
So the winners of the 2 Amazon gift cards are going to be on my story for Bose and Company. So if that's you, I will message you and you can go check that to see if you won. But I'm definitely going to do it more. The other thing that we were learning in our breakouts and everything, it was like, if you want, you need to go ask for it. Everyone up there was like, I asked for every single thing that has brought me success. Like, nothing came. You have to go and ask stuff. So I was
why don't we do it again this week?
Okay, cool.
Let's do another giveaway. You want to do Amazon again?
I will do whatever. I just was doing Amazon because it seemed good for like back to school or whatever. Yeah. But like, if there's something that you want, there will be a gift card on Sundays for you guys if you just interact with my posts all week. We're gonna see. But no, literally we were like sitting and one of the girls was like, oh my gosh, like they're so nice. And of course I'm like, yeah, because I was screaming at them in my podcast. But no, you guys really, honestly, it was like so helpful.
So
all of the engagement, all the support, all the sweet comments, I really do appreciate it. Whether or not there was an incentive, I appreciated it.
Who cares? We all like incentives.
Yes,
it
totally
was really nice.
So thank you. You guys are so nice. Okay, I think that's our show. We're actually doing another recording later on with Terry for Patreon, for Terry's Top 10. So be sure to subscribe to our Patreon. As always, those are 2 extra episodes that you guys get per month. And then we obviously have our regular show. We will be back next week. I am excited for Labor Day weekend. I can't believe we're already here with that, but yet I can.
And so I
hope
can
guys,
I.
Yeah, I hope so you guys have a great start to your September. We're going to go look at the pumpkins. I hope you guys have a great start to your September and a wonderful week. We will see you next week for another episode. Thank you, Anne. So lovely
You're
to talk
so
to you.
Welcome.
Best friends. Yeah. We will see you all next week. And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Hey, Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. My friend said this once, and I have adopted it as my own. She goes, I'm not a crunchy mom, but I'm a crispy mom. And I'm like, that is me too. Like, of course we're going to have our junk food days, but primarily when we're eating inside the house, I am very particular about what I buy and make for my kids because sometimes, you know, like for example, they're going to eat chicken nuggets, right? They're going to eat macaroni and cheese, but I'm trying to find the best possible versions of those. And in order to do that, I use this really great app when I'm grocery shopping. It's called Wise Code, and it's basically an ultra processed food detector. All you do is scan a product to instantly see if it's ultra processed. They go beyond the label. You're able to view nutrition quality and health quality. It makes grocery shopping easy. It helps you make more informed decisions for your family. It's available on the App Store. I love, love, love it. It is exactly what a crispy mom needs. You can download Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector, on the App Store today.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.